Now for today's geo quiz, the lure of the Swiss franc. World currency and stock markets have been volatile, to say the least. Many investors have a case of the jitters. Gold is one place investors turn to for stability. It's considered a safe haven. Another is the Swiss franc, and today it surged to an all-time high against the euro and the dollar. One banker called the Swiss franc the new gold. As for Switzerland's real gold reserves, the Swiss National Bank keeps watch over them. So, for our quiz today, we'd like to know where the Swiss National Bank has headquarters. Here's a hint. The head offices are located in two major Swiss cities. Both of them are located along rivers, the Ahr and the Limmat. Both cities are major financial centers. We're going to name the two cities and hear more about the surge of interest in Swiss francs right after the break. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Stock markets around the world recoup some of their losses today. Most European markets closed higher, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 430 points today to close at 11,240. Even with the rally on Wall Street, anxiety about the weak global economy has many investors seeking safe havens. One of the safest is Switzerland. The country's currency, the Swiss franc, is now trading at record highs. But as The World's Clark Boyd reports, that is not something the Swiss are cheering about.
You would think Switzerland had every reason to celebrate. It's not in the European Union, it doesn't use the euro, its export-oriented economy remains strong, and public debt is low. Sounds great, right? Well, investors certainly think so, and that's why they're putting all their money in Swiss francs, says analyst Jane Foley of Rabobank in London.
This year alone, the Swiss franc has rallied around about 22% against the US dollar and around about 15% against the euro. So that's a huge move. It really has been the valve, if you like, for measuring how bad the eurozone crisis has become. Investors have just dumped the euro, moved into the Swiss franc because of its safe haven appeal.
But the safe haven for global investors is proving a nightmare for Swiss businesses. The country, in a sense, is being punished for its success.
The Swiss franc strength is really pushing the Swiss economy onto a very precarious path.
That's Ursina Kubli, an economist with the Zurich-based Saracen Bank. She says the problem is that Switzerland is a small, open economy that depends on exports.
And of course, then a strong Swiss franc is a burden for your competitiveness.
How big a burden? Jan Egbert Sturm is director of the KOF Swiss Economic Institute in Zurich. He explains what an overvalued Swiss franc means for businesses.
It simply means that their products in the international context have been 30-40% increased in price. Hence, this is something which is not sustainable for many of the export-oriented firms.
In other words, anyone outside Switzerland is forking over more, in their own weak currencies, to purchase Swiss goods, and that's eating into Swiss companies' bottom lines. SwissMEM is an industry group representing mechanical and electrical engineering industries. Its members export about 80% of what they produce to the United States or Eurozone countries, says spokesman Ivo Zimmermann.
Around one-third of our member companies are now in the loss zone. They're losing money. The next escalation step, let's put it this way, is to move production away from Switzerland into the Eurozone, for instance. And that's something that companies are considering at the moment. Jobs will be lost here in Switzerland. That's clear.
Tourism is also taking a big hit. Europeans and Americans see that their dollars and euros won't go very far in Switzerland these days, so they're choosing cheaper destinations. For the past year, experts say the Swiss Central Bank has taken a laissez-faire approach, leaving it to the market to decide the exchange rates for the franc. Recently, though, the Swiss Central Bank has decided that it needs to intervene. It's taking measures designed to cool off investor demand for the Swiss franc. But with Europe and America showing no signs of fixing their economic crises, the Swiss government says it may have to take what it's calling next steps. It hasn't outlined, though, exactly what those steps might be. For The World, this is Clark Boyd.